Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids, designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Ben. That's not his real name, and this isn't his real voice. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Now, your dirty little secret is certainly a spicy one.
Mm.
It involves your wife, but it involves her, and she doesn't know about any of what you're about to tell us, right?
Right, and I need to keep it that way.
Right, that's why we've extra disguised your voice. So go ahead, Ben, again, not his real name, and tell us, what is your dirty little secret?
I give my wife lingerie for gifts a lot. And it's not because I so much enjoy seeing her in it. I do enjoy seeing her in it. She's a beautiful woman, but it is actually because I enjoy wearing it when no one's around.
Okay, so if you had trouble understanding that, Ben's dirty little secret is he gives his wife lingerie a lot as gifts, not for her, but for him, because he likes to wear the lingerie. First question that comes to my mind, do you fit in her lingerie?
Yes, we are roughly the same size. She's a little bit more petite than I am, but I'm not a huge guy, and she's not a huge gal or anything. We're a pretty good match.
Okay. Okay, and so obviously she doesn't know.
No.
Okay,
and what would happen if she did?
Yeah, so why doesn't she know?
She comes from a very conservative background and is generally conservative in the bedroom. If she were to find out, I don't think she would react well. I don't think it would go well for me.
Well, she's not so conservative in the bedroom that she won't wear lingerie.
Well, but I mean, there's many different kinds of lingerie. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be like super kinky. It could just be like a slip nightie.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, it's more in that world.
Oh, it's more in the nighty thing. So you're not wearing like thigh highs and garters.
No, I like a nice sheer nighty, pink, very feminine colors.
Okay. All right. How long has this been going on?
I started about a year after we got married. I just tried something on when she wasn't home, and it just felt good on my skin. I've been doing it like once a week ever since.
This is the dirty little secret. This is Ben, not his real name, not his real voice. He is confessing to us that he gets his wife lingerie a lot for different occasions, but it's really for him, and he likes to wear the lingerie that he buys. So are you transgender?
No, I'm, straight, cisgendered.
You just
male.
Like the way it feels.
You just like the way it feels.
And guess
I
what,
just
guys?
Like the way it feels.
Feels
yeah.
Good.
Well, I bet it does. Does anybody know? Anybody at all?
No, they don't. But it is actually kind of a running joke in the family that everybody knows I give her this lingerie, and they all kind of crack jokes like, oh, well, we know you're really getting it for him, for yourself, you know, it's really for your Ben.
You're like, it is.
Yeah. Not in the way you're thinking, though.
Not the way you're thinking, exactly.
Do you guys have kids?
No, we don't.
Okay. I guess you just keep doing this, I guess.
I mean, he's not hurting anybody.
No,
The only person he's hurting is himself by having to
live a secret.
Right.
Yeah. What if she does find out and she says, you have to stop this?
If that's as bad as it gets, then I think I'll be lucky. I'm afraid she would leave me.
Wow. Mm, really?
That's sad.
Well, that part is very sad. I hope that that's not true. Well, Ben, we wish you all the luck in your cross-dressing endeavors. And we hope, I guess, that you never get caught. Because you love your wife. You're not going to leave her, right?
Not in a million years.
Well,
and if she catches you and doesn't leave you but says you have to stop this for whatever reason, fill in the blank that she uses to justify it, you will stop it?
Absolutely, yeah. I would have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't...
Some other marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it's not an addiction or anything like that.
No, it's just kind of something I like, you know.
Some guys smoke cigars once a week.
Some guys put on their wives' negligees.
Yeah.
Both seem to feel great.
It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do one.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.